Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Sunday. Listen, it is cheery Sunday around here. It is partly sunny and cloudy around here. Listen, broadcasting live from the Windy City. It's about 81 degrees, a little rainy. You know what I'm saying, but it's pretty nice out. You know, whatever. It's Sunday. But y'all know what, for me, it is Champagne Sunday. Every day is a champagne day because you know what? Every day is a special day. It is August the 7th, 2022, 6 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 7 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say? The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know, I got to push it up to the ATL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, East Africa. They are in UK and Germany, and my honorary member in India, Karan Batati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumba Rum, Gumba Rum.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M, GumbaRum.com. Listen. We have two different flavors of Gumba Rum. Natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold, and natural coconut, which is Gumba Silver. Listen, visit us online at GumbaRum.com for all your rum libations you need. Let me tell you something. It is wicked smooth. It is the smoothest rum on the planet. Yes, honey. It is real smooth. It goes down like this. Yeah, but not for me. Listen, let me tell you something. Did you know you can make some really nice Gumba Rum drinks? You really can. Now, listen, most of America loves coffee, right? Loves their coffee and caffeine. You know, and the other half of America really does like their drink and their rum. So, listen, I say, you know, why not put them both together? Have a little rum coffee. It's nothing wrong with rum coffee. You know what I'm saying. You put your ice cubes in your coffee. Put in a little rum and you're good to go, baby. You're good to go. Listen. Let me tell you something. Now, this is the honest God truth. Gumba rum really is good rum. I'm telling you. Now, listen, I really am a champagne girl. But listen, let me tell you something. I sent some Gumba rum to one of the bands in California. Listen, they came on the show. Now, this is the honest God truth. I could not make this up. You know what I'm saying? Listen, they came on the show, and we were talking. And I said, you know, what's this about Gumba rum? And I said, you know what, honey, I'll send you some Gumba rum. So listen, I sent her a sample of Gumba rum. Now, listen, they were not expecting the sample. The sample of Gumba rum is a really huge, big bottle. Not one bottle, but you get two. You get a great big-ass, you know, gold bottle and a great big-ass silver bottle. And they're like, oh, my God. So listen, they send me a message on Instagram and says, this is some really good rum. Thanks, Fierce. This is really delicious. So let me tell you something. Gumba rum, it really is delicious. All my family that likes rum, they enjoy Gumba rum. I'm telling you what's true. Listen, let me tell you something. Even my sister-in-law, let me tell you, she really doesn't like hard liquor like rum, but she tried Gumba rum, and she really enjoyed it and said it was really nice. Listen, it's really good. So listen, you can really put coffee and rum together. Try it. Let me tell you, Steve Gum is the CEO and the founder of Gumba Rum. He has so many different recipes for Gumba Rum. I am telling you, he's just like a lush anyway. He's like a lush. He enjoys it. So what the hell? He's not paying me, so I might as well just have a damn good time right here. You know what I'm saying? So listen. Now, y'all know I like to entertain. Listen, let me tell you something. Independent artist Angelique, let me tell you something, Angelica, let me tell you something, she got a hot song, and we know her music is being heard where? By who? People all over the world. Listen. All music is heard by people all over the world. Listen, you guys, let me tell you something. Let me dial it down just a little bit. You guys know I'm always on 10+, you know, all the time. But let me tell you something. I'm really a little bit off my rocker here today. And you know why? I saw this story, and you'll see the story in the headline. You know, I am a journalist. You know, well, I shouldn't say journalist, but I've studied journalism at Columbia College, Chicago. That was my major in undergrad in so many years ago. My God. So listen, I was a double major, studied journalism and television. So let me tell you something. I saw this story. And I was like, what in the world? What is the world coming to? So when you study journalism, let me just do a little backstory. I'm going to get to the music in one second. When you study journalism and you're a person that's really all about news, it doesn't leave you. I don't care what else you do in life. Journalism, it just does not leave you, and the news just not, it doesn't leave you. Whatever you study is just always in your head, and you can't get rid of it. It's just a thing. So really, when you like a journalist at heart, it ain't going nowhere, baby. Everything is a story. You're always looking for the breaking. It's really true. You're always looking for the breaking story. It is really, really true. So listen, but this story is unbelievable. You know, and that's why on this particular show you see breaking news, Dean Moonlight as Aladdin King. And, you know, I was like, oh, my God. And let me tell you this show is in Lifetime. So, listen, this story broke a few hours ago, and you'll see if you read through the post, it says, I don't have it on there. It was actually a couple of hours ago on businessinsider.com. This is so shocking and so unbelievable. A dean from a school, a Boston school, this guy was a dean at a school in Boston. He moonlighted as a Latin Kings gang member. Can you believe that? Let me just go to the story right here. Let me go to the story. Here it is. Let's see here now. Listen, a Boston school dean moonlighted as a Latin Kings gang member. And now, of course, he's not a dean anymore, of course, you know, so fast forward really quickly. He has to pay this kid. He shot a kid in the head. Now he has to pay $10 million in damages. $10 million in damages. Because what happened, let me fast forward. I'm going through the story really quickly. I'm going to get to the music. I know you guys want to hear the music. I know you don't want to hear the story. Listen, but I got to tell you this. He was a really beloved dean. Everybody loved him, and, you know, he was moonlighting as this gang member. So the thing of it is, the story is, he shot the kid back in 2015. So this happened in 2015, and he shot this kid in the back of the head because the dean was moonlighting as a gang member, and he was getting the kids to sell marijuana in the school. He was recruiting. The balls, you know, they should really cut his balls off. They should really, you know. Listen, let me tell you something. I am just, like, so turned up on 10. Listen, I go from 0 to 10, like, just, like, you blow out a candle. You know how kids have a birthday party, and they blow the candle out, and they go, I'm just like that. It's just like, you know, when I hear something that's really, really, really disgusting, I just want to snatch the breath out of a person. You know what I mean? It's just like, really, this is just really crazy. So, listen. This dean was recruiting students to sell marijuana in school. How crazy is this? And him and this kid got into an argument, and the dean shot the kid in the back of the head. I mean, really, really now, wouldn't every parent in that school want to snatch his brother out? I mean, this is just insane. So now the former dean, has to pay the kid $10 million. And in my opinion, it's not enough money. That is not enough money, $10 million. Well, I know $10 million is a lot of money, but to get shot the kid in the head, I mean, really, really, this is just like way banana crazy. This is crazy, crazy. So listen, he was paralyzed. This kid is paralyzed from being shot in the head. So he's having hearing problems. He's been paralyzed. He has facial neuropathy. And so, listen, he's got all these health problems, of course, you know, from being shot in the head. Oh, my God, this is just craziness. A dean? How in the God's name does a dean moonlight as a gang member? Are you kidding me? I mean, you know, a dean, I mean, do you know what the salary, do you know what people make? Do you know what professors make at colleges? Do you know what deans make at colleges? My God, six figures already. Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you, that is just banana craziness, you know, for a dean. He has no moral compass at all. It's one thing I can't tolerate. I cannot tolerate people who have no moral compass. Now, those people, I just want to snuff them out. You know, I go straight Al Capone on people who don't have a moral compass or integrity. I just go straight Al Capone. I pass up everything, and I just want to go boom, 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 boom. You know what I mean? But, you know, you can't do that. Because, see, listen, the flip side of that, you know, you don't do jail. You don't do behind the bars. No, Lordy. Nuh-uh. No, nope. I ain't doing that. Now, let me tell you something. I got this music that's coming up, and I got another story. Let me fish hook this. Let me fish hook this on the back of another story. Let me tell you something. Thinking about this, this dame. There was another girl that was on this show that was on Fair Female Network, and I can't say what she does because she's still doing this. So anyway, she came on the show, and we started talking and everything, and we got a little friendly. You know, you meet some people and you kind of connect. You just start talking. So we had this conversation, and this is when my breaking point. She says to me, she did jail time. She did jail time. Her business, she works with people in different lines of work like that. So anyway, listen, let me tell you something. She said to me one day, she says, and I would go back to jail if I had to. Well, you know what, people? That was the end of us talking and developing a friendship. That was the end. Because I'm like, if you don't mind going back to jail for somebody, there's something wrong with your freaking head. You know, it's like, what? You don't mind going back to jail? You just got to say how disgusting it was, how hard it was. And now you say in the next breath, you would do it again if you had to for a friend of something. I'm like, hell no. Hell no, you're not going to be my friend. Listen, you got two groups of people. You got the A-list and the B-list. B people. So listen, the B group is the folks that you cut off. So it's like, oh, hell no, 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 no. You're going back to jail. No, not for me. No way. So listen, I got some great music that's going down here. Listen, this is 860 miles. This is bad. This is good stuff. Good stuff. Take a listen to this.
Desires, vulnerable, you may be tired. I found out you're a liar. I'm higher, higher than your plans to confide. A fire inside my heart. Catch me if you can. You try to cite me, poison my mind and just.
Catch me.
cost so much. That is 860 miles. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you on the real. And you got to hear this. So listen, I got to slow down here. And I have just a few minutes left in the episode. Listen, check this out. I want you to hear this really, really good. This independent artist, this entertainer, of 860 miles, Angelica, will always do well in music. Let me tell you something. You know why? It's one thing that you listen for, and after listening to so much music since 2007, I started doing it, you know, in 2007, and I started a record label. I had AWM Records back then, and it went real good. I had a few artists, but let me tell you, Angelica will always do good in music. You know why? Those individuals that can really, really tell a great story in their music will always do well. When you're able to tell a story, you do storytelling, and you have a great voice, and you can put together some banging music like she does, this song is really hot as bad. 860, I mean, I could work to that song all day long. Listen, 7 days a week, I could be working at 860 miles, you know, and you can work out, you can do aerobics. It's just a great energy song. But what my point is this, when you're in music, you know, if you can really tell a good story, and I know that sounds so simple. I know it sounds really simple. It's like, well, who can't tell a story? You would be amazed. Sometimes I hear music, and it's just like, what are they singing about? What are they saying? What are they singing about? I have one. Let me tell you something, and then I've got a word from my sponsor. I had this one group, and it was the weirdest song thing I ever seen in my life. They had the song. It was hip-hop. They were doing hip-hop and rap. And I listened to them. I'm like, what in the world? They were singing about a recreational park and camping and backpacking. It was a weird. There was no story. They did not tell a story. And I'm just like, are you serious and kidding me? So I'm like, oh, my God. So listen. And they had this crazy music. I said, this is just unreal, unbelievable. And I said, what the hell is this? And so anyway, you get songs, you get no matter what genre. In every genre, there's an artist that can't tell a story. So listen, and I'm not making fun. I'm not making light of a thing. It is really serious to be able to craft a good story. People look for good stories in music, and those are the ones that break through. That is your million-dollar song. This 860 miles, that is her million-dollar song. And I'm so serious right now. That is her million-dollar breakthrough song. So listen, she's a great, great artist. She's doing a lot of different things, and it's just phenomenal, and it's really great. She is a designer as well, and that song has so much juicy energy. I mean, it is just banging bad. It's just bad. It's just good, good, good. Listen, I do have a word from my sponsor, and I could talk about this all day because it's really good. It really is, and I know it's going to do well on the charts. I can say that with my eyes closed. So listen, let me tell you something. I have a word from my sponsor, Moonlight Apparel, and I want you guys to take a listen.
Whether it's by moonlight or candlelight, Moonlight Apparel will get you and your partner in the mood. Slip into something sexy and sensual, or playful and fun. Let your inner and outer beauty shine. At Moonlight Apparel, your passion is our passion. Visit us online at moonlightapparel.com. Visit us online at moonlightapparel.com.
All right, you guys, visit moonlightapparel.com. Yes, let me tell you something. I don't know what it is with Moonlight Apparel, but listen, let me tell you something. I told you guys the other day about my friend and how I was going to get the T-shirts. Well, let me tell you, for some reason, his phone calls is in perfect timing with Moonlight Apparel. He just called a little while ago. True, I just can't make this up. I didn't answer the call because I was busy doing something else, and so I got to call him back. I says, I wonder what's going on. So let me tell you something. Let me tell you what's going on here. Moonlight Apparel has the greatest T-shirts. Listen, ladies, I keep telling you, you got to have these things in your drawer. You got to be prepared because, listen, when he comes a knocking, you got to be ready. You ain't going to have time to order from Moonlight Apparel when he's knocking at the door. You know, ain't no way FedEx can't get it there that fast. You know what I'm saying? UPS don't drive that fast either. So, listen, the only thing that can get it to your house that fast, it's got to be on a jet. You got to blink your eyes or do something like I Dream of Jeannie and get it there hot, liquid. Slick. You know what I'm saying? So listen, there's a T-shirt on here. It says, don't behave yourself. And that's the one that I would have on, don't behave yourself. Listen, let me tell you something. And then there is Good Living really nice t-shirt. Now listen, then there's one, We're in This Together. I love that one. And that's a men's t-shirt. So, that'd be great for him. You know what I'm saying? So listen, give your guy a little gift. You can get yourself something. Make sure you have everything in your drawer. And you can also get him a gift. She's My World. Oh, that's a nice t-shirt. Now let me tell you something. Once again, it's moonlightapparel.com. Moonlightapparel.com. There's a lot of great things on the site. Listen, bright colors, orange, neon greens. I love bright colors. I'm just a lady that loves bright colors. As long as they look good, I mean, you know what I'm saying. They have robes on the site. They have lingerie. Let me go to lingerie. Ladies, you need your sexy, seductive, and edgy lingerie. Yeah, you do. You need some black lace body suits. Yes, you do. Listen, ladies. I don't care. Now, listen, when you and your man is at home, I don't care what size you are, okay? I don't care if you're a size 2, a size 10, 12, 14, 16, whatever the size you need some bodysuit. Well, listen, ladies, don't be so corny. You got to try a bodysuit. There's nothing like trying a bodysuit. Once you try one bodysuit, you'll be hooked for life. You'll be hooked for life. And let me tell you this. When you're hooked for life, you better believe me, your man is going to be hooked for life, too, because he's going to love it. He's going to love it. And he ain't going to care if you're wearing a size 16 now. He ain't going to care that when he met you, you was wearing a size 6, and now you're a 16. He ain't going to care. Because when he sees the bodysuit, he's going to lose his mind. That's what you want. So listen, it's moonlightapparel.com, moonlightapparel.com. These bodysuits is to die for. So you got them in red. There are some blue, pink, black. And it is phenomenal, some nice, bright red. You're going to love it. Listen, ladies, don't be so corny. Don't be so square and corny. Try some lingerie. It'll change your life. You know what I'm saying? Listen, let me tell you something. I know some people just like to put on their nightgown or whatever. But, ladies, especially if you're, you know, in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, you know what I mean? You got to come out a little bit. You got to live a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And your man will thank you for it. You'll look really nice, and you'll enjoy it. You'll love it. So, listen, good stuff here. And let's see here. The tank tops. I'm going to the tank tops. Really nice. So listen, they've got a lot of different things for different tastes. So listen, they have the tank tops, the crop tops. They have the lingerie, the robes, panties, body sockets, and swimwear. Yeah, so listen, ladies, visit the site. Oh, and there's a cute little t-shirt that says, Let's Make a Baby. That's moonlightapparel.com. So listen, guys, I am pretty much out of time. I have got to get on out of here. Listen, it's been a stone cold blast. And you know what? I get to do it all over again on tomorrow. In the special words of Don Canese, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the winter city. It is peace, love, and soul.